A royal visit from the Duke and Duchess of Sussex has reignited the debate over whether Australia should become a republic or remain under the British monarchy. Today, I investigated whether Australians really have an appetite for a republic. A poll released during the first day of the royal visit in Sydney has revealed that a significant portion of Australians want the nation to become a republic. The poll, conducted by the Australian Republican Movement, revealed that a slight majority of Australians, 52%, support the change, while the remaining 48% are split between those who are unsure or do not support the change at all. This comes nearly 20 years after the 1999 referendum asking Australians if the nation should become a republic. The referendum ended, but the question still lingers. Should Australia separate itself from the monarchy? I asked Philip Benwell, the national chairman of the Australian Monarchist League, why people still support Australia under a monarchy.
Because people like the way of life we have, and they like the constitution, which they see protects the ordinary individual against the excesses of politicians. That's what it's all about.
Michael Cooney, the National Director of the Australian Republic Movement, outlined why Australians should support the cause.
The first thing Australians would get is more say. Right now, Australians have no control over who our next head of state is. Our next head of state will be decided by heredity. An accession council will meet in the UK after the Queen dies, and we'll find out afterwards that it's King Charles. So the first thing is Australians should have some say in who our head of state is. And secondly, I think Australians would get an institution of an Australian presidency and an Australian republic, which makes citizenship and service central to our public life rather than just parliamentary politics and partisan arguments.
He says he chose the sample size of 1,000 people to quiz over the issue as he felt it would reflect different perspectives.
Well, it's a large sample which gives us a lot of information about what young Australians and Australians in general across our community think. And what we've learned is that a majority of Australians wants Australia to be a republic with their own head of state, and that we basically know the difference between a fun royal visit and an inspiring occasion like the Invictus Games, and on the other hand, a serious conversation about our national future.
A result of 52% supporting Australia becoming a republic might indicate that the Queen is starting to lose the support of the Australians. But Mr. Benwell says the poll doesn't really reveal anything significant.
Because there are polls and there are polls. Most polls have been around the 50% mark, but then that's without any detail of what is proposed being put forward. I mean, as Christian Porter said, it's like asking people to move house without telling them where they're going or what they're moving into. Once people see the detail of any change, they will vote against it as they did in 99.
Similarly, Mr. Cooney says the wider Australian population has views more varied than the 1,000 polled. But despite that, it still shows that more and more Aussies are beginning to support the Republican movement.
Well, you never get consensus on anything in Australia, and that's one of the great things about a democracy. But we know that it's very clear that many millions more people want Australia to be a republic than want Australia to be a monarchy. The support for the monarchy falls every year. And as new Australians either settle in this country or turn 18 and enter the electoral roll, the group of people who are interested in this issue grows. So while support's been steady at a majority for a long time, there's also more people who are interested and haven't made their mind up. So it's really clear that the single largest group are people who support a republic and who believe that Australians should have more say.
He explained how people are coming to their conclusions.
It's certainly true that Australians who remember the Second World War and even the coronation of the Queen are a little bit more likely to support the monarchy. And in general, older voters have made up their minds on more issues, and younger and newer voters are more open to persuasion on lots of things. But we also see that whether Australians are young or old, they're really forming a view about our national future rather than just about the monarchy. So it's not just a question of should we have the British royals or not. It's really a question of can we be more democratic? Can we be more multicultural? Can we be more unified? And can the republic and an Australian head of state who we choose, can that change play a part in strengthening all those good things about our society?
However, Mr. Benwell says many Aussies support the royal family whenever they visit Australia, as highlighted by the high turnout whenever they're around in public.
We can see with the royal visit today, Prince Harry is visiting Australia to essentially open the Invictus Games, but he's also doing a lot of other things. And whilst he would visit a nation as a part of the Invictus Games, his visit to Australia is a visit of the grandson of our own Queen. So it's something special to us, and you'll see this with the crowds that come out to greet him.
Mr. Benwell says that the government could still consider another referendum 20 years after the last one, depending on who is voted in at the next election.
It all depends on whether Labour wins the next election, which from the polls seem to be likely. If Labour wins, then Bill Shorten has pledged to commence the process towards a republic with a series of postal ballots and then a referendum. If the coalition wins, Scott Morrison will not be introducing anything to do with a republic. He's got so much more on his plate to do, as Bill Shorten really has.
Philip Benwell, the national chairman of the Australian Monarchist League, ending that report.